Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
My goodness, I would say what a weekend, but we've also been on all week and the weekend before that. So, Kira, what an eternity of radio shows it has been over the last while.
It feels like we've been on for 2 years, Chris. Like, that's honestly what I feel like.
It's funny. I wonder, do people think that as well? Like, they tune in and it's like Friday afternoon. They're like, oh, I heard them. And then it's Saturday morning and they're like, oh, again. And it's like 11 a.m. What? Did these guys leave?
Did they ever get off the radio? Now, Chris, I have to give a big shout out to somebody who got in contact with us during the week.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, his name was Sean Foster, and he was like, hey guys, just listening to your March 28th podcast, and I wanted you to note that I listen religiously and have for years. And he said, I live in Maryville, Tennessee, just outside the Smoky Mountains. Please come and visit when the lockdown is over.
I would love to. I would love to come and visit Tennessee. Absolutely. Yeah, because I've never been to that part of the US. What's this gentleman's name again?
His name is Sean Foster, Chris.
Awesome. Sean Foster, I'm looking Tennessee up on the map right now.
Yeah, he got in contact via Instagram because we put it out there in the podcast about 2 weeks ago that we'd love to hear from people that are listening in different pockets of the world. I find it fascinating.
Kira really does enjoy it, by the way. Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. That's our latest.
Thank you, Sean Foster.
And listen, that's our first holiday now when we're finished with COVID. We'll be going over to Sean Foster in Tennessee. Absolutely.
So we've got loads of places to visit as well.
Nashville and everything.
Well.
That'll be exciting. We can see all the kind of country music scene. I'm sure Sean will show us around.
Smoky Mountains, though. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, like, I don't really know much about them, but in Tennessee, Smoky Mountains, I'm there. I'm sold. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Chris, obviously this week as well, we jokingly told people that we were coming live from the war-torn city of Limerick.
That's right, yes.
In Ireland. And that we had barricaded ourselves into St. John's Castle after the most ridiculous piece of journalism. Do you know what, Chris? I'm not even going to call it journalism.
Was printed
in Forbes magazine, which is a pretty reputable magazine, in fairness, and about two young men from Limerick that have gone on to make billions for themselves. They've set up an amazing company called Stripe. Fair play to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not taken away from their success, but the way that they described and talked about Limerick, and what was worse to find out was that it was an actual Irish person who wrote the article as well. So me and you took it into our own hands to defend, I guess, reputation of Limerick City, right?
Was it great though? Because, like, so obviously Kira and I pretended we were in a war zone, so there was gunshot sound effects, people screaming, and then loads of people on the text totally missing the point and totally missing the joke. But for everyone else who got that, Kira and I were obviously defending the damn city. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Genuinely.
Absolutely.
You can be, you know, you can talk about two different things that are happening in the country. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Chris?
Absolutely, anyway. You can, yes.
Also, speaking of talking about different things, we were chatting about the fact that once we come out of this pandemic, we are going to have to talk to other people again, which we're going to find very weird, I think. For the start, you know, I mean, you know, starting off, I think we're going to find it very strange. So I came across the dumbest article ever that gave conversation starters, 28 different conversation starters that were not about the pandemic. And do you know what? I think I'd just rather speak about the pandemic, Chris.
I'd rather not go outside if these are the conversation starters.
That's
absolutely god awful. Listen, that's what we were doing on Saturday. And on Sunday, my goodness, there was a lot going on. We mourned the loss of Yahoo Answers. Yahoo Answers will be closing down at the end of this month, I think, start of next month, just around May, I think it is. There will be no more Yahoo Answers, which provided some of the best internet memes
and
of the last 10 years.
Me and Chris were saying that we would answer people's questions. And someone said, instead of calling it Fix It Friday, you should call it Sorted Sunday.
I like it.
I like that too.
Hey, that is good.
Nobody asked us any questions, though.
Oh, okay. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. Nobody wants our advice. I can't believe it. Well, listen,
weird,
Chris and Kira at RTE.ie is the email. And, of course, we were also interviewing Wally the Walrus, who in many ways has replaced fungi in our news cycle as the animal we're all excited about. And we got an exclusive interview.
Wally now has also disappeared. So to get an exclusive with Wally, Chris, it was a big...
Oh, massive.
It was like a huge award for journalism in general.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. It really is a great tribute to just how powerful this show is and the people working on it that we were able to get such an exclusive. But listen, all of that and more, of course. And where are you listening around the world? Let us know on the email, Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. Where are you listening? Email us,
please,
Chris and Kira at RTE.ie.
Send us, we've had Canada, Florida, Tennessee,
lots of US, which is fun, and
lots
a few other countries.
US,
we've had,
fun, yeah.
I think, Australia. Understandably, we've had a lot of Irish people over there. But listen, I was also just looking up, Kira. Our new friend Sean lives in the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. I'd imagine we'd fly into Nashville, but I was on Google Maps. It is then a 4-hour drive to where Sean
what?
Lives. So, I mean, we're going to have to, like, Sean's going to have to come collect us at the airport. I'm sorry, but like, how
Whoa,
else are we going to get there?
4 hours.
Yeah, how else are we going to get there? Because the Great Smoky Mountains is 4 hours outside Nashville. So, Sean.
See, that's the great thing about Ireland. You get on a bus one side of the country, four hours later, you're at the other side of the country. You
and
know what I mean?
It's so. Just a testament to how vast America is. Like, I'm looking at the map. This 4-hour drive is a tiny little line on the map of America. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd barely even notice it. I'm like, oh my God.
You'd have to hop on one of those buses like they do in the movies.
I'm not doing that. Sean's going to have to come get us.
Can't imagine being on a bus for 4 hours.
Oh my God, I know, right?
You know the way, like, some people go to, like, you know, they travel the world and they're like, yeah, we took a 24-hour bus. I was like, you were on a bus for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, you must stink, like, seriously.
I know, and it's like, I'm like, that's not my idea of a holiday. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
they're like,
that's not
so
a holiday.
We got on this train that took 63 hours. There was 400 of us in the carriage, and I'm like, this is misery. Like, this is, I don't want to do that. But anyway,
I would pay the extra money to go 5-star.
I hear you. Well, listen, that's what we're doing. We're going to the Great Smoky Mountains, Kira, once this is all over, and we're meeting a new friend of the show, Sean, there. Okay, how
deal.
About this? Let's get down to some business. Here's how the show went down this week. Kira and I report to you live from the most dangerous city in Europe.
According to an article that was published in Forbes magazine that went viral on social media last night. And boy, oh boy, did a lot of people have an awful lot of opinions on it. Because I actually, when I first came across this article, I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought it was some satirical website. Because you know the way you can't trust anything that you read.
Yeah, of course.
On
and it's I saw screenshots of it. So I presume someone had doctored it to make it funnier, if you get me.
Yeah.
Like, Kira, so, will we step outside for a minute just to give everyone a context?
Let's step outside into Limerick City, guys.
Would you guys, do you mind opening that barricade that we have? Whoa! Okay, it's even kicked off since we started the show. More people are awake, it seems. There's more fighting going on. There's more shooting.
So,
sorry, yeah, go ahead, Kira.
To explain to people, Chris, there was an article about Patrick Collison and John Collison, his brother, in Forbes magazine. The two boys have gone on to be extremely successful entrepreneurs. They came from Limerick, and this was the start of the article that was written about them in Forbes magazine. They call it Stab City. Many folks think Ireland is all rolling green hills and 5-star golf courses. But in the middle of the Irish countryside is a city called Limerick, known as the murder capital of Europe. A couple of years back, a gang feud turned Limerick into a war zone. Shootings, pipe bomb attacks and stabbings happened nightly. Some bad neighbourhoods were even walled off by a dirty graffiti 10-foot-high concrete barrier like the Berlin Wall. It's the kind of place, as my grandfather says, when even the German shepherds walk around in pairs. Limerick is the last place you want your kids growing up. But two brothers who went to high school there recently beat the odds. Not only did they escape Stab City, they moved to Silicon Valley, founded one of the most disruptive companies on Earth, and became two of the youngest self-made billionaires in history. At barely 30 years old, Patrick and Don Collison are now worth $11 billion each.
Like, that last part is quite complimentary. Fair play to them. Do you
know
what I mean?
We can
shout about that part. That's great.
And exactly, and we just want to congratulate Patrick and John Collison in fairness to them. And they did come out after the article was published and they were like, what the f-? So Patrick said, not only mistaken about Limerick, but the idea of overcoming anything is crazy. We are who we are because we grew up where we did. And John, his brother, added that the piece was daft. Lots of Limerick TDs came out, ministers. I saw Keith Earls, Irish international rugby player and Munster legend, tweet about it on Twitter last night as well, Chris. And honestly, I really can't get over it. It's 2021, right?
It's crazy because I actually want to, I don't mean to go against the grain here, but Kira, we should probably also say that, of course, your mother is from Limerick. My dad is from Limerick. And I have so much, I'm about to say something here that will go along with this article. And I don't like having to say it, Kira, but like, I have so many fond memories of Limerick. So many wonderful people who I cherish are from Limerick. A lot of my family's from there. I spent so much time there as a kid and as an adult, Kira. It's an absolutely beautiful place. But I remember when we would visit my grandparents, they didn't have shoes. I do remember that. And we would have to boil nettles in order to have dinner when we went to visit my grandparents or my cousins or anything, because the food, there was no rations left because Limerick had been walled off at the time, if you remember, in the 90s and the noughties. No one was allowed in or out of Limerick because it was so violent. So I do remember that part. He's right in that sense.
Chris, I think it's fair to say if Limerick City didn't exist, then Chris and Kira wouldn't exist.
Yeah, never mind the incredibly entrepreneurial and passionate Collison brothers who created, like, basically a new form of exchanging money all across the world. Kira and I wouldn't be here. And you know what? I actually want to identify with... I can't remember which one of them said it, Kira. I know you just said it there a moment ago, but one of them said, it's because of Limerick that we are who we are.
Patrick.
I'd like to think that... Patrick, yeah, I'd like to think that as well, Kira, that it's because of Limerick that you and I are who we are, you know? So...
Now, I can report, Chris, that the article has been taken down from the Forbes website, all right?
Wow, has it? Okay. Great.
Yeah, it has indeed. But like even the start of the article, it sounds like a voiceover from a gangster movie from the 1940s.
You know
Some
what it
call
is?
It Deb City. Yeah, many folks think Ireland is rolling green hills and five star golf course. I'll tell you something. You know what I mean?
Like it's yeah, no.
It's just
I'll tell you what it is. It's this it's
and
this
no,
weird.
And I will say something.
Yeah.
Limerick has so for so long tried to get away from the name Stab City, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Like, there is such an incredible culture in Limerick, the city, in the surrounding area. The music scene in Limerick, Chris, we know it because we're playing it on our radio show, is second to none in Ireland at the minute. And to have an article like this circulate, even though it has been taken down, it's just, it's not fair. Anyway.
No, I tell you, it's... See, the problem with this, sorry, I was just looking over the balcony here. There's a load of more bombs going off, actually, in Limerick. I was just getting a view of them as you were saying that, Kira. No, the problem is with this, that for
Come
some
on,
reason...
Let's go back inside.
Well, do you think we should go back inside? Is it getting
let's
a little noisy
inside.
Outside?
Yeah, it's getting a little noisy.
For some reason in America, you can't just have a story about, like, two guys who made it, if you know what I mean. There has to be this weird... poverty porn, rags to riches element to everything that they do.
But we see that with so much stuff. It's like the underdog.
That's what it is, though. You know? It's this narrative. Like, it's this juxtaposition of the guy who like had to eat his own hair in an orphanage to survive, and then he makes...
Yeah.
You can't... And it's this weird propaganda that America does with successful people because it makes it okay to be poor as long as you then become a billionaire. And it's this really weird... Like, anyway...
It's the kind of place, as my grandfather says, where even German shepherds walk around in pairs.
Kira, I just want to let you know, since we started this segment, 60 people have been shot in Limerick. in the last 4 minutes, believe it or not. That's how violent it still is. But look, let's celebrate something beautiful about Limerick. God Knows and Denise Chyla. Come on. We could need some skills in re-socialising when all of this is over.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Obviously, you know, we're getting kind of, I suppose, new takes on, you know, more key dates and the government's roadmap to get us out of this goddamn lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Ireland, we're seeing the UK streets ahead of us in terms of that. And it's
That's
really
been
annoying.
The worst part of the whole thing. And I'm not doing the trite old republicanism joke here.
Like, I know.
That really has been very hard to take. Watching them swan around and lord it over us and even go, oh, Ireland, geez, we might have some spare vaccines if you need them, I suppose.
Oh, babes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I suppose we could manage if you've made such a bad job of it. So anyway, this is
sore
subject.
Coming out of lockdown, it's obviously very exciting. And it also means, though, after months of kind of staying inside and not seeing other people and not really partaking in society, many of us are kind of facing the fact that we kind of have to relearn how to be normal again.
Yeah, I'm completely, like, I'm borderline feral at this point.
Yeah,
I go days without talking to people or interacting with people. I've
that's
turned
not
into
okay,
a wild
Chris.
Animal. I'm turning into a caveman.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah, no, I know.
So, you know, if you're like Chris and you feel like you're out of practice socializing in person, you're not the only one because, in fairness, all of us have been in the same boat. It's been the one unifying thing across the world that we've all experienced together, and that's been in a pandemic. Unless, of course, you're New Zealand, which is the
which
perfect
has just had
country.
An absolutely brilliant time. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
They barely noticed there was a pandemic.
Yeah, New Zealand has come out of this year looking like the best little country in the whole entire world.
Quite literally, yeah. I mean, they are.
Like, Chris, I don't know. I want to pose this to you. Do you want to move to New Zealand with me and we'll do a radio show over there? Because they just seem to have you know?
Like, my mate lives over there. You know Paul. My mate Paul lives over there. And he has said, he's like, no, there's not. Life didn't change at all. Life changed here for like a few weeks. That was about it. God almighty.
I'm seriously considering moving to New Zealand. First of all, the All Blacks are over there, okay? So you're talking about some hot New Zealand rugby players,
you
first of all.
Utter traitor. Check. You
Thank
absolute
you.
Brit, Kira. Oh my God.
And also, the Prime Minister seems to do so much for the people, the laws that have... Anyway, okay, I'll talk about New Zealand some other time.
Yeah, when we do our New Zealand podcast, you can be glowing about it, absolutely. But for now, so the point of this, what you're telling me is that we're all going to need help in essentially readjusting to socialising in the normal situations that we used to do.
Yes, Chris, I came across this article and it said, it was entitled 28 Conversation Starters That Are Not How Was Your Pandemic? Which I was like, okay, this is actually really good. Chris, I've been going through these non-pandemic related conversation starters and let me tell you something. Some of these, if I was out and a man asked me any of these questions, I would not be in control of my actions towards him.
And do you mean that in a way that you'd be caught in lust and just...
No, I do not mean this in a sexy way.
Hey, but just though, to be fair, before we get down to this list, I am so in agreement on the concept of this. I don't want to hear about anyone's pandemic. I don't care.
I know.
Let's pretend it never happened.
I don't want to watch theatre pieces or thought pieces or movies based on the pandemic. I really don't.
No, as we've said before, all I want to do is acknowledge the dead. We should absolutely mourn our dead.
100%.
And I want to commend all of the frontline people who got us through this, but then otherwise I never want to hear about it again. I don't care about your quirky Zoom story or your, you know what I'm saying? Oh my god, enough. But anyway, Kira, I have an idea here. How about, let's get this music here, let's pretend that we're out.
Oh my god,
we're in a pub. Can you hear that, the sound of other people?
Okay, can I just point out that I've got full makeup on. My hair is just looking stunning. I'm wearing a gorgeous little black number and I look sexy.
Oh my god, you
Thank
look like
you.
Marilyn Monroe, Kira. You look like Audrey Hepburn, actually, more appropriately, because she has dark hair. So that's... Kira looks like Audrey Hepburn. I'm also out. We'll just imagine, Kira, that for some reason we're on a date. These are conversation
starters.
Chris
is wearing shorts.
I'm wearing shorts and a top that says Lionsdale on it that I got on Sports Direct.
And he's got a scrunchie in his hair.
That's right. Very appropriate. So, Kira, what are these conversation starters so that we don't have to talk about the pandemic?
Okay, first one starts off kind of normal. How are the kids slash pets? Now, I have no kids. You have no kids.
Yeah, but like, look, that's a
Chris, I don't really care about like...
Ah, yeah, but it's a nice, we'll say, easy, neutral topic, you know? It's not too heavy. All right, fair enough. Like, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't open with it, but...
Yeah. Second one is, are you working on anything exciting lately?
I mean...
I don't really want to talk about work.
Okay, already, I hate these two questions.
Okay, here's another one. Yeah. Nice tattoo. Have you got any more?
That's very specific. Like, not everyone I'm talking to is going to have a tattoo.
Exactly.
Far too niche. No, I hate it.
Okay. How about this one? I've completed Netflix. What series should I watch next?
Okay, that's funny because, like, as in, we've all been watching loads of streaming services.
Boring. I don't want to be talking. I have literally, the only person or thing that I've spent the last year with is Netflix.
Yeah.
When I'm out and I'm talking to an attractive man, I do not want to be talking about what I'm going to watch next on Netflix, unless I've written it and produced it myself.
Yeah.
And it's winning awards. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Unless you're, what's her name, Phoebe Waller or Sophie, you want to... All right, okay, I hear you. Okay, so far we hate all of these. What's the next one?
Okay, here's one. What's the weirdest thing that you would do for 1 million euro?
All right, that's fine. Like, that's a bit of a radio segment question. But like, I mean, I'll go
with
this.
It kind of is, isn't it?
What's the weirdest thing you'll do for 1 million euro? Text Kira and I.
Okay.
All right, I could go for that though. Like, I could,
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
what is your go-to karaoke? This one has kind of got sexual connotations. If you were a massive boat, what canal would you wedge yourself in and why?
That's fun. All right, that's fun. I could get down with that one.
Oh, what?
So far, we've done 1 out of 10 questions that's doable. That's funny though. Like, as in the Suez Canal, we all had a good time with
You're going to hate this one.
Okay.
What's the best dream you ever had?
Oh, God, yeah, that is... no way. Get out. If someone asked me that, I'm gone.
Yeah, and another one is, have you ever seen a ghost?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I'm not being funny. If I was on a date, if I was out socializing, I might ask that to filter the person. So, like, is in... I might ask it to be like, hey, have you ever seen a ghost? And if they go, oh, my God, yes, I'm very connected to the spirit world, I'd be like, right! Goodbye. Thank you.
Me and you would not last. We'd go on one date and we'd never text each other ever again.
But then, do you see what I'm saying though? That's a way of establishing like if the person's in your vibe or not.
Yeah, but can I also reply with, if somebody asked me that question in the first place, I'd be like, deal breaker, I'm out.
How do you mean? As in, if somebody asked...
That's a weird question to ask when you're back trying to be social again after a pandemic. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Do you think? I thought not to be
Oh,
funny.
Come on. If
I thought
a man
you'd
asked
like
me
a
that.
Question like that.
No, Chris, No, Chris.
Oh, if a man asked me, I'd be like, okay, thank you. I'm just gonna have to go here. There'll literally be me in the car, Kira, leaving if they tried to ask it. I would be absolutely.
Here's another couple of ones. Yeah. Who sparked your sexual awakening? Now, I guess.
No, Kira, you can't ask that on a date.
Yeah, but what? I think if you're going to ask that on a date, then you want the date to go to one particular place, and that's a bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
That's escalation. That's taking it to the next level.
You'll hate this one
as well. If a girl asked me that, I'd be like, oh, great, I'm in here. Because a girl's not asking that unless she, you know, wants you thinking about that.
You're going to hate this one as well. If you could be reincarnated as anything, what would you be?
Again, it's a radio-y question, like, but I would probably...
That's not a radio-y question.
Yeah, it is. Oh, if you could come back as one thing now, tell us what I think it is.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
All right. I'm still saying no, like, as in... No, that one, though, I could answer it for fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, you could go with that one if you had to. You could have a bit of crack.
Okay, fair enough. And then the number 28 on the list of 28 conversation starters to ask, other than how was your pandemic, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
And
that's another way of filtering out people after this pandemic, because boy, oh boy, have we seen so many conspiracy theories over the last 3 or 4 years on the internet.
Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm.
And like, then you've got the stupid ones like, who would you think would win in a fight? Or what's worse, microwaving fish in the office or leaving tea bags in the sink?
That's awful. Yeah, yes.
That's so basic. That means you're on a date with the basic bitch if they ask you that question.
100%.
Hey, Kira, what's worse, microwaving fish in the office or leaving tea bags? You know that car that you just hopped into? Can you come back and can you get me so I can go again?
I have to go back and pick you up. Yeah, all right. No, you're right. Those are all absolutely
okay, desperate. So I honestly, I read that article and I was so open-minded to it and I was like, okay, this is so interesting because what are we going to talk? They are so bad.
Absolutely.
And can I just say to anybody listening, if you go on a first date after this pandemic, whatever, and anyone asks you any of those questions, get out. Just get out.
Oh,
okay?
Absolutely. Like that, especially the last question, like is in the conspiracy theory one, because you know my look, right? I'd be on a date with a really hot girl and I'd be like, okay, so, you know, what's your wildest conspiracy theory? And then she'd lean in and be like, do you know the way Bill Gates is actually a lizard shape-shifting Jew who's putting the vaccines? And I'd be like, oh, all right.
Chris, someone says, who in the blue moon has put these questions together? That was a genuine article that I read on the internet about the 28 conversation starters to have that don't involve the pandemic. It must have been a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Though, I will say, now that I'm reflecting on them, they would be interesting. Like, if I left a conversation having those 28 conversation points, I'd be like, Jesus, that was some conversation. Like, that was that was wild. You know, I mean, it would leave an impression, certainly. I mean, I might think the person's insane, but it would leave an impression nonetheless. But look,
what's your favorite color?
It does remind me of like old radio segments, basically, where you do that. You know, your favorite sandwich now. If you have to put a favorite like that, but look, all right.
Well, at least we'd be very good at that.
Yeah, we'd be amazing at it. We could do it with our eyes closed. It'd be incredible. Absolutely. You know what, Kira? I was really nostalgic and wistful when you were telling me this. I'm actually sad about this. Chris and Kira. Weekends
from 11. I know. I think when the internet started for me, there was Ask Jeeves, and I can't remember the other search engine.
AltaVista, Yahoo.
Was that it?
Like
and Yahoo.
Yeah, Lycos, Yahoo, AltaVista, and then Google came and obviously demolished and destroyed absolutely everybody. But one of the great things was also Yahoo Answers.
Yes, and Chris, it was announced this week that Yahoo Answers is shutting down after about 15 years of doing the rounds
but
and answering.
But why get rid of it? Like, I don't understand. Why not just leave it there like a library? Do you know what I mean? Sure, no one uses those anymore, and we still have those. I mean, come on. Like, it's ridiculous.
The website is first slipping into read-only mode from the 20th of April before being shut down entirely on the 4th of May, so it's going to redirect visitors to the Yahoo homepage instead. But in fairness, Chris, it has left us with some absolute magic from over the years, from some of the ridiculous questions that have been asked. And I came across this article and it had the top 10 questions that had been asked on this particular
site. Good, okay. Good. Let's have a listen. Some of these. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the best ones is, and it's going to be forever one of the greatest contributions to web culture, Chris, if I may say so myself, is how is baby formed? Baby, B-A-B-B-Y. How girl get pregnant? So
you don't know whether that's an absolute troll or whether it is a genuine young person asking
Yahoo.
Wondering
how baby get pregnant. I hear you. How girl get pregnant is a good point.
This post started with this. I know this sounds crazy, okay? So you always know it's going to be something absolutely brilliant when a post on the internet starts with, I know this sounds crazy, but the question in hand was, can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating?
Well, you can tell by the smell of your husband something if he's been cheating, but I don't think it's your, it's not your, it's not his flatulence, no. I don't believe so.
Why does my cat vibrate? So this perplexed user wrote, her chest always vibrates like she has worms or something in her. Is this normal? When she vibrates, she makes a tiny vibrate noise and it's scaring me. It doesn't seem normal. I'm presuming the cat is purring. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I'm no vet, Kira, but I'd imagine what she's describing there is the purring of a cat. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What if the girl that thinks I'm the dad isn't the mom?
Oh, that's my favourite. I've seen this one before. And he's like, yeah, but what if she's not the mom? And everyone's like, no, but she got pregnant. She has to be the mother. And he's like, yeah, no, but what if she's cheating?
Yeah.
I do remember that was a fantastic. I have to hope that was a really smart, inventive troll. That's because that's brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic.
Number three, is throwing your hair in the rubbish safe? And the reason that this person asked this is because they wanted to be sure, because they were learning in biology that it had DNA and stuff in it. So would it be safe to throw your hair out in the rubbish just in case someone may take a rib of your hair and create a clone of you perhaps, Chris?
Hey, I remember one time, you might not even remember this, Kira. I remember on the nighttime show, and you know I'm a very paranoid individual who's kind of afraid of the world. I remember we had someone on who was selling a spray that could get your DNA out of any room you'd been in. Do you remember this person?
Vaguely.
And that was because people actually have these concerns, like particularly paranoid individuals don't want any trace of themselves anywhere. So look, that person was just ahead of the curve.
The second question now, I'd imagine this might be an older generation who have heard about Yahoo Answers and need some help with their computer. The second question is, how do I turn off caps lock?
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. Yeah. So was that all written in caps lock? I'd imagine.
Yes.
It was. Yeah, yes.
Yes, it was, Chris. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Some good comedy from them. I'd imagine that was a troll.
And the number one question that people voted was up in the top 10 in Yahoo Answers is, do you think humans will ever walk on the sun?
You never know, Kira. I mean, with all the innovation now we have with science, it's probably within our grasp. Within our lifetime, I hope to see someone walk on the sun.
The person who asked that question said, I was just daydreaming and thinking today and I thought about how crazy it was that a person has walked on the moon and Mars.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you think a person will ever walk on the sun too. Like, I know it's really hot, but I'm thinking if they went in the wintertime when the sun is only like 30 degrees, I bet they could do it.
Well, look, we are standing on the shoulders of giants. There's been so much innovation, so much progress. Hopefully one day we will see a man or woman indeed on the surface of the sun. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chris, now that Yahoo Answers are gone, do you think that we should step up and that maybe me and you should start answering questions for the general public?
Do you remember, like, years ago Ray Darcy used to do Fix It Friday?
And he'd
Okay, Ray, somebody was asking, how do you get the fix?
I think I had one of those books, actually.
Yeah, it was a big thing, you know. I think we should bring a thing like that back, but like basically Fix It Friday. Now that Yahoo Answers is gone, you see, I feel really Yahoo Answers kind of muscled in on what Ray was doing with Fix It Friday. But now that that's gone, I feel we could kind of reclaim it, and we could we could every weekend on the show
answer
your problems.
Yeah, and we could give like the worst possible answers to your problems if you wanted as well.
I would treat them in earnest. I would be very serious about them. I want you to know, I would take them with them. I would be absolutely sincere in my answers, but they might be awful advice. But look, how about
let's try it out today and see how we get on.
Chris and Kira at RTE.ie is our email address. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie is our email address. Go on there. We will be the replacement for Yahoo Answers, which of course replaced Fix It Friday. It's now gone full circle again, and now Yahoo Answers is over and it's back to this.
I read the newspapers now, I read magazines, and I'm so cynical now because of the media that I don't believe some of the problems that people message in. And
no
I feel
way.
That's really bad. Yeah.
That's because, you know, if you're the type of person who's like sleeping with 9 people and 3 of them are your aunt's wife, sisters, husbands and all this kind of stuff, you're not then the type of person who sits down and like emails the paper about this problem.
See,
like, you
I'm
don't have time
so
for
torn
that. Like, you'd like, and you're not doing that.
But also, Chris, the world is so weird and people are so complex that they could potentially be true. So this is why my head's in a mess about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, there you go. Kira and I will do this for you now. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie is our email address. We will, if we can, on the subject to demand, of course. I don't know how many people are going to be seeking out our solutions. But anyway, that's what we will do. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. We'll try it next week. It'll be fun. By the way, if you are an Irish act of any description, whatever genre you're in, whatever you're doing, Kira and I would like to hear about you. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. So listen, that's the email address. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. And we will have a look. We will have a listen. We'll all try and give you a big spotlight, because our track of the week is all about, as much as we can, showcasing and shouting about and making noise about upcoming Irish music, okay? Okay, welcome back. So, you know what? We're going to dispense with the usual radio-y formalities. We have actually been doing the show from the cabin of a boat, and mm-hmm. you probably haven't been able to tell because of how good the technology is now. However, we are going to... we're going to go back outside. One moment. Allow me to open the door here. Whoa, that is bracing. We do have some experience now, Kira, on this boat.
We have been known to leave the studio and go out. We get the exclusive interviews with animals that
yes,
are in the news.
Absolutely. So this, of course, we've been working on this for a while, because in a weird way, I think in the vacuum that fungi has left, Wally's his name, Kira, isn't it? I know he's
Wally's
even reclusive,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that's a name that he's been given or that he himself identifies with, so we will ask him that. But we are with the walrus, the famed walrus who... So, Kira, briefly, this is the walrus that originally appeared in Kerry, right?
Okay, so Wally is believed to have arrived from the Arctic on an ice floe, and it was initially seen off the County Kerry coast earlier this month.
Yes.
But then, before we knew it, he ended up on the Welsh coast. And unfortunately, Wally has not been seen by the people of Wales since 7 o'clock on Easter Monday. But we have an exclusive here for you on the show. We actually have Wally, and we're going to interview Wally now just to see how he's getting on.
Absolutely incredible. So listen, of course, we should probably also say that we understand that you're just trying to live a normal life, Wally. There's been a lot of news articles mm-hmm. about you recently, you know, travelling around. And in a way, is it to escape the pressure, the public eye, everybody expecting something from you? You are a household name in Ireland now. And I mean, is that what this elusive kind of reclusive nature from you is? Yeah, no, 100. Yeah. Yeah, no, I can hear the passion in your voice about it, Wally, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, animal welfare organisations over in Wales, they did see that, you know, it was maybe the constant pressures from jet skis,
yeah.
swimmers, dinghies, watercrafts, and basically your overnight found celebrity. I mean, it must have been very hard to go from no one really knowing who you are to you being all over the news cycles between Ireland and the UK.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and you do make a good point, of course, because it's not just the Irish media, it's the UK media. And have you found, can I ask, Wally, have you found, like, the UK media to be as kind of, we'll say, cruel as they can be to people that are in the public eye? Have you found it? Because I know the Irish media has been relatively kind to you overall, but the UK media, have they started digging into your personal life? Do you find it a little intrusive? Yeah, no, okay, 100%. No,
something that myself and Chris would like to broach with you is the fact that a man did an impersonation of you when you were first seen in Valencia in County Kerry. And that obviously sound bite went viral because of what people thought was a very good impression of a walrus. But I'm asking you, an actual walrus, what did you think of it?
Suddenly I heard...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. And it's funny that I did say that the Irish media sometimes is kinder, but when you're having representations like that of you, Wally, on our national news...
And Wally, myself and Chris understand this because of how Irish people are depicted in, you know, sometimes American blockbusters and stuff like that.
Sure.
They can get the accent so wrong. Now, I have to broach a very sensitive subject, Wally. There's a lot of people out there, they're saying that you're trying to kind of capitalise in the disappearance of Ireland's beloved dolphin, Fungi. What would you say to those people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But people have been saying that you look like you're stressed because you've lost a bit of weight. Because obviously the average walrus weighs about 1,000 kilograms. But a few journalists, a few eagle-eyed journalists, have said you look like you might be down to about 900 kg. Now, don't get me wrong, I think you look beautiful either way. But are you under a lot of pressure? Are you eating properly? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
And you know, a lot of the times walruses will move on when they've kind of depleted the food for them in that particular area.
No,
and that's something that we've
you.
Learned from animal welfare officers as well. So it's good to hear it straight from the walrus's mouth, as they say, you know.
Absolutely. And your teeth, by the way, look great, Wally. I have to say, you have an absolutely magnificent mouth of teeth. You could probably swallow a whole shoal of fish if you wanted to get back up to your target weight. I hear you that you mentioned. No, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. Well, listen, Wally, thanks so much. We're actually going to go back inside because the sea seas getting a little choppier now. However, we do hugely appreciate you taking the time with us. Yes.
And I just want to say, Wally, best of luck wherever you end up. I think of myself and Chris are rooting for you. I hope you have an amazing adventure. And I hope that people leave you alone to live your real, authentic, walrus life.
Well, look, beautifully said, Wally. Absolutely. Okay, I hear you. Oh, I hear awesome. You. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank
I'm
you.
I'm emotional now, Chris.
You're the one. No, you shouldn't be saying
Wally.
That about us, Wally. Yeah, no, that's. Oh. Well, Kira, we are
so
back
adorable.
Inside. Oh, my God, that was incredible. That was, I can't believe it, another exclusive for us, you know?
I hope that clears up an awful lot of the questions surrounding Wally and his journey, Chris, so that Wally can go on and just live the free life of a walrus.
Absolutely. And you know what? Everybody's speculating and everybody coming up with these sordid predictions about what he'll do next or what he won't do next or what he'll do. You know what? That's none of your business. And quite frankly, it's amazing all the exclusives we get, by the way, as well, with animals. No humans seem to want to give this show an exclusive. But look, at least the animal kingdom sees the value of this show, Kira. Well, my God, absolutely incredible stuff.
You know, I was thinking there about visiting the Smoky Mountains and I was like, should I bring a banjo? I don't know. Am I that cliched Irish person that's about to go to, you know, the Smoky Mountains and be like, hello there all.
Yeah.
I just got my banjo and I'm just going to play it.
Definitely don't talk like that, Kira, is what I'm saying to you. I am telling you that they would probably not enjoy that. I tell you what, though.
What about a banjo?
Maybe get the vibe like, there, like as in Steve.
So I'm being that ignorant person who doesn't know enough about the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
And I'm projecting what I think that they're all just banjo playing, bluegrass loving Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Sean can enlighten us. I am looking up on TripAdvisor, the 10 best hotels near Smoky Mountain Park. Margaritaville Resort in Gatlinburg looks
ooh,
nice.
That sounds good.
Gatlinburg Inn, or Gatlinburg, whatever it is. This must be the local town. So that's where we'll be staying. Gatlinburg, Kira, are you looking forward to?
What star?
Well, the Margaritaville Resort in Gatlinburg is 4.5 stars out of 5.
Okay, let's stay there.
That's pretty nice. There's the Howard Johnson Wyndham Downtown Gatlinburg, which is 4 stars. I mean, Kira, we've a lot of choice, okay? So we can look it all up and plan our itinerary. But look, where are you listening around the world? Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. We'd love to know. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie.
Wow.
What?
You know that Howard Johnson was the largest restaurant chain in the US throughout the 1960s and 70s.
Who is Howard Johnson?
So I don't know who he is, but he had loads of hotels and motels in the 1960s and 70s.
Oh, good for him.
So basically, Chris, I don't think we should stay there.
Howard Johnson or Howard Johnson by Wyndham is an American chain of hotels. Oh, there you go. See, this is why travel is so much fun. Look at all we're learning about the world just from this one friendly text or friendly email, I should say, from our new friend of the show in Tennessee. But listen, until next time, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.